This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back in. It's the morning shift, 6:41 a.m. Allie, Mike, Bo, and Garrett hanging out with you here on this rainy Thursday morning. We were just talking, Allie and I, on the way back in about how it's supposed to rain all weekend. You guys have like something you like to do on rainy weekends? Because like with two kids at home, it's like, we're not going anywhere, dude. Just strap in. My wife takes them to the aquarium all the time, though.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a great one for a rainy weekend. I don't know why, but the aquarium just stresses me out with kids.
Like, why?
She does it like by herself and she's fine. But like my thought, like when I go to the aquarium and take the kids, I'm just like in a heap of just like, where's the beer? And they do sell beer at the aquarium. Shout out. You can go get a beer out there. You feel good about it. But there's certain activities. Like when I look at a rainy weekend, I start stressing. I'm like, I got to get the kids out of the house for a little bit. Even if we go for a drive, the kids will lose their ever loving mind if we just sit in the house for 2 days or two and a half. So maybe there's somebody out there that can let me know what a good rainy day activity is. We can hit on the socials at 929 Morning Shift. I don't know, man. It's a downward spiral when you get locked in that house all weekend. I don't really have a great rainy day tradition with the kids just yet. Look, when it's nice weather, a million things you can do with kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a bunch of parks. You can go all over the place. You go to the zoo. You can do, look, you can go anywhere. But rainy, locked in the house. Speaking of things to do in Atlanta or Atlanta just in general, Allie, you had an interesting conversation about what could be or should be a holiday here.
Yeah, today should be a holiday in Metro Atlanta. You can take this to the water cooler today. Does the name John S. Pemberton ring a bell to anyone?
Sounds familiar.
Weren't they like special police for trains or something?
No.
Y'all Pinkerton. Should be ashamed of yourself for this. Are you kidding?
Thank you, Garrett. Garrett knows.
What is it?
I don't want to steal her thunder, but come on, guys.
Where
are y'all from again? I mean, come on.
Well, Mike's from Pensacola, Florida.
Where are you from, Bo?
You can miss me with that stuff. I'm an outsider to this crew.
Okay.
So John S. Pemberton created what is now known as Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And apparently,
John does feel like a dropped ball.
Yeah. But put that in your arsenal now.
Okay.
John, on this day, carried a jug of Coca-Cola to Jacob's Pharmacy where they realized, it's pretty awesome, tastes great. They put it in the store's soda fountain in 1886, and they were selling about 9 glasses a day at 5 cents a glass. I think they've gone up a little bit since then.
Yeah, they were getting rich quick scheme.
Garrett, did you learn that when you were preparing to work at Chick-fil-A, did they tell you that so you had that knowledge?
No, it just happened when I was born at Northside Hospital. I was just ingrained with this sort of information.
Well, are you born at Northside?
Northside Hospital.
Wow, man,
they didn't see
the Woodruff family, the Candler family.
In East Point.
To fold into the rainy weekend, if you do need something to do with the kids, you could take them to the World of Coke and celebrate.
That's a great one.
Coca-Cola's birthday.
Yeah, it's such a good idea. I haven't been down to the World of Coke in years. But there is that a lot of college football hall of fame also could be done. I, I, I've been through the College Football Hall of Fame a number of times. It is a cool experience. I don't know that my kids are on that level yet to really appreciate what exactly we're looking at. They just want to try the field goal attempts. You know, like my son's just like, let me boot this thing. But nonetheless, always a good time at any of those locations down there, man. So, yeah, I mean, I'm actually kind of mad at myself. I'm actually more mad at Bo that he didn't know who John Pemberton was. That seems like something, you know, somebody that considers themselves a piece of the fabric of this city should know.
That's true.
Since I'm always catching strays from one squid billy. But nonetheless, man, you just, you know, move on. It is what it is.
It's fine. I know a lot. I can't know everything. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. I also just saw
her pen's moving right now, so that's coming on the recap.
My algorithm on Twitter is screwed up. I'm disturbed, but I don't want to change the subject, so we'll talk about it later.
All right, so I'm sure we'll get to that Life and Squid, man. So much fun stuff coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking Falcons a lot today. I want to get into the conversation at 7 o'clock about Bijan Robinson and how you could possibly, if you find the right way to do it, make a fortune. If Bijan Robinson has a good enough year, because his MVP odds are way down the chart, but I think they should probably be a little bit better. And also, Michael Penix visited with Brian McFadden this week. We got some cuts from that. But I do want to get into some of this conversation. Josh Kendall, Bo, put out an article about James Pierce and how the Falcons became comfortable with the trade-up. And to me, it is interesting because there's been a little bit of – and you'll have to tell me because you tend to say that you have the pulse of what the fan base is doing and everything else. I haven't seen some of the stuff that you've seen. I've seen more from national guys that ask questions about the trade-up for James Pierce and about them switching picks and everything else. But Josh Kendall had a great article yesterday where he essentially is like, the Falcons felt conviction about James Pierce at 26, and they felt fine with pushing that into this year's draft based on everything else that was going on.
Yeah, that's what – what I've seen is I think a lot of people are happy, but I think that there's a contingent of the fan base that was happy until they heard people talk about it, and then they became unhappy because there's a lot of people that listen to those guys like it's gospel, and they listen to some guys that are in the city, media guys in the city that have a microphone or a pen or both, and they listen, and then when they hear negativity, that they are swayed. And I think that swayed some people where this thought process is they've given up too much. And I don't know how you know what they've given up, if it's too much or not. I mean, you go look at trades are always judged by what you do with the picks when you make a trade, right?
Yeah.
That's the way they're judged. Whether you give it up or not, you look at the players that were drafted at those spots, and then you say, well, we won that trade. And whether that's a fair assessment or not, the Trey Young Luka trade was predominantly kind of looked at by who the Hawks got for trading Luka to get Trey, right? I think it was Cam Reddish or whatever.
Yeah.
And it looks like it wasn't a win for the Hawks because of that. Now, you can say that the trade was even, but the Hawks didn't win because they didn't really get any. The Cam Reddish wasn't anything here and or anywhere, to be honest. But I tend to think that for as much as they moved up, it was pretty fair. And if you look at the trade value chart, it was pretty fair. It was like that audio that remember that audio we had of Howie Roseman the other day.
Yeah,
where he says, well, now I know why no one's taking our picks. Well, everyone that watched, all the reaction I saw was, oh, see, they're laughing at us because we traded too much.
Yeah, and just people, if you didn't hear that, what it is Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, he is made aware of the Falcons trade-up in the middle of his draft, and the video leaked, and he's looking around at other people sitting around him, and the fact that the Falcons gave a first-rounder, and he's like, oh, well, no wonder that I can't get anybody to trade with me. People are giving up first-rounders for next year.
Yeah, and thinking that he's laughing at the Falcons is a very interesting mindset. What he's laughing at is that he just got outbid, basically, and no one gets it more than a guy like Howie Roseman. The fact that when you're going up, 20 spots from 46 to 26, it takes a hell of a lot more than it does from 32 to 26, right? I mean, that's kind of – or 27 or wherever he was trying to go – and that's part of it. You got to pay more to when you go up higher, and when someone's willing to come all the way from the second round, What I thought was interesting about their process is they had this category called "Win Because of Players," and they don't have very many in that, and they snagged two guys that in that category of we will win because of them.
Yeah,
and you know that's what these guys felt, and I've heard people talk about, well, you could get a D end, an edge rusher next year. Why did you have to trade up? You get another guy in the first round, and the win because of thing is like I think Michael Penix fell into that. Now that as we get a year removed from that draft, we look at that draft and go, there was no Michael Penix in this year's draft. Yep. Maybe Cam Ward. That's it from that quarterback wise. There's a really good chance we get next year, and look, the Falcons guys have looked at what's going to be next year. We might get to next year's draft and say, wow, there are no special edge players after the 11th or 12th pick. And James Pierce, after 1 year, we think now he is that. We know he's that guy, and that's what they thought, right? I mean, there's always that win because of thing. For what you need, they're not always there.
Yeah. I think that's a fair point, and you know, I love the fact that you tied into the quarterback draft for last year. Why do you need Michael Penix right now? Well, we're looking towards the future here, and I think that they've obviously shown the ability to do that. And here's what I'll say for Terry Fontenot, and you follow me, and you guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong. The Falcons, dating back way before Terry Fontenot, let's call it the last 15 years, have been like top 20 in sacks like three times. Top 20. I'm not talking about top 10. I'm talking about top two-thirds of the league in sacks three times in the last 15 years. So if I'm Terry Fontenot and I see somebody knocking me for being convicted about James Pierce and also drafting two edges in the first round, like what am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? I tried to trade for a guy last year that was a good edge rusher in Matthew Judon. I got nothing, right? And at some point, you got to look at – and I bring this up all the time, but you know I do. You have to look at the people that are part of the development in this organization and stop looking at Terry Fontenot about everything. All he can do – is bring you the toys on Christmas morning. He can't judge how you play with them. You know what I mean? He's trying to get as much talent in the building as he can. If Terry Fontenot is convicted, and Josh Kendall does a great job on this article in The Athletic of talking about the background and the conversations with the families and the opportunities they had to meet with one another, they felt convicted about James Pierce. And I'm not going to knock him for that because, you know what, they felt convicted about Michael Penix. They felt convicted about Bijan. And we've talked about it all the time. Have they drafted good players? Yes. In the first round, they drafted good players. A couple of good ones in the second round as well. But at some point, the coaches that are a part of this and the support staff have got to develop these guys. And I think the reason you ask questions, it's like, well, you could have got him. You could have got a guy next year. Why not get the guy in the building now, get rid of the rookie woes and the Band-Aids and everything else, and go ahead and start developing this guy so that everybody that's a part of this roster can begin to peak at the same time so that you have that core moving forward that you need defensively.
Yeah, I read too much. I think you're right about it. Honestly, I think you're right because if that's your guy, then why not? And you got the two best players on your board. You never thought Jalen Walker was going to be there, and he was one of those. Well, we're going to win because that guy's on our roster players. But I read too much. I hear too much, and I hear how all the there's been a lot of criticism about Terry Fontenot's second round draft picks, Troy Anderson, that people didn't like that. And he is and that's fair because he hasn't been on the field.
Again, though, can you really knock Terry Fontenot for that? Like, how much can we knock Terry Fontenot for Troy Anderson having surgery last year?
Well, but here's the reality. That's how it goes.
I know. I agree. I know, but it's just
I agree with the development, though. You're right there, but that's how it goes. And the knock, Mike, is that they traded up for him.
Yeah.
When they could have stayed Pat and maybe got Nick Benito or somebody like that. Whether it's fair or not, I don't think I don't know if Nick Benito is that player here because he's playing around an amazing cast in Denver, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the DC, everything they got out there.
Well, Bo, the whole reality with this James Pierce stuff is, and I jumped in Mike's ear to tell him this. It's a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. Like, you need to go get the guys in house right now. It's just simple economics. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a high yield savings account. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. People don't see that because fans are here, the analysis that that's a lot, and then that's what they think, and it's because, look, we're all there. Sometimes we trust guys in this business that are in the national spotlight more than the guys that are local, only because, well, they're national. So, they're in a bigger stage. But the reality for me is the same people that are mad that they traded up and said that they could have gotten that guy at 46 are the same people that criticized Terry Fontenot for his second-round draft picks. So, I mean, the guy doesn't miss in the first round.
Yeah,
even Kyle Pitts had essentially a rookie of the year season, and then the injury, and then the rest has been written. But the guy is pretty good in the first round.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good when they haven't needed development. They've hit a couple of home runs, man. You can't lie about that. Speaking of that, we'll talk a little bit about one of those first round picks. That's Bijan Robinson. We'll kind of update you on what we think about him going towards next season and the numbers that he could have or would have. Also, we got to get into some of this Michael Penix conversation. Michael Penix was asked, guys, by Bryant McFadden a couple of days ago, if you were put in the starting lineup earlier in the season for the Atlanta Falcons, would you guys have gone to the playoffs? You do not want to miss the response from Michael Penix. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the more
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.